Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer of Intent.com. And I'm so excited to speak with Calvin Cannon, who won the 5,000 grand Pepsi Refresh Project grant in March 2010 to close the Naked Prom Date, Naked being an acronym for a nice and kind educated dude. Welcome, Calvin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Calvin, for those of you who aren't familiar with your goal to close a naked prom date, can you explain to us more what this does?
Yeah, I actually knew of several guys. I had actually helped one in the past with his tuxedo for prom. So once I heard about this Pepsi Refresh grant, I came up with the idea of being able to help several guys. What I had hoped to do was to find several guys that were in need, probably from single-parent homes, that basically couldn't afford the full expense of prom night. So what I wanted to do was to provide them with a tuxedo free of charge, and then some of the other things that they might need, as like haircuts and the corsages, actually, for them and their date. So that's what I was able to do with this Pepsi grant this year.
So what was your inspiration for doing this?
Inspiration? Probably, like I said, I had a couple of years ago had been asked by one of my godsons to help him with his prom. We went and rented him we actually bought him a tuxedo, and I helped him with the flowers and all that. And I've just always loved helping people. So, you know, when the opportunity came, this Pepsi grant that could help a bunch of people, it just was great. And I'm actually on a men's store and had just started a tuxedo rental service. So I wanted to do something that I could, you know, that I was able to do easily.
Okay. So ever since you won the grant in March, have you been able to provide tuxedos for high school seniors for this year?
Yes. Our proms started in the community that I live in, Shelbyville. We have three high schools, and one of our proms from one of the smaller schools was actually before I won the grant, but I received a couple of donations from being seen on the Pepsi Project, and I was actually able to provide two young men with tuxedos before I even won the grant. And then,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and so we, once I won the grant at the end of March, it took another month, so mid-April, for me to actually start receiving funds and all that. And by that time, our problems had already started. So since I knew that I'd won the grant and was going to get approved for it and all that, I just made arrangements to make it happen this year, because I didn't want to have all this publicity this year and not be able to do it until next year. So yes, we put that money straight to use immediately, and we provided 20 guys in total this year with tuxedos from that grant.
Oh wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what were some of the reactions from the young men who were able to get really nice tuxes that they otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford to go to prom?
They were extremely excited and very appreciative. Some of the guys came to me looking for tuxedos because they had been to other places and realized how expensive it was. And after I kind of interviewed them to see what their living situation was, their family situation and all that, I knew that they qualified to receive one of the tuxedo scholarships, as I call it. So I know two of the guys in particular were just extremely excited when I called them back and told them that I was going to be able to provide their tuxedo free of charge. So it was special to them.
So I know that there are a few qualifications and requirements that you ask of the young men who who want to receive a or be able to rent a tuxedo from you, can you explain to us what these qualifications are?
Yeah, the first one was to be passing, have passing grades, be a good student, and just make sure you go into school and you know you're in just passing. The other one, well, there's two more. The one was is the promise, which I believe I think it was Nationwide who started the promise about 10 years ago or so, which is basically saying that you won't use drugs or alcohol on prom night. So mm-hmm. they had to be willing to sign that. And mm-hmm. then the third one was to, whenever I asked or needed their help in the future with a community service project, to give me an hour or two back to the community. So that was
That's
the three.
Great.
And the guys have already fulfilled their community service and actually on more than one occasion. So it's been really good. I wanted to make sure they knew that this was a community effort that made this grant possible, and that you should, whenever you can, always give back to your community. So.
Yeah, so that's definitely such a great principle. And now that the first cycle of prom has already happened for a lot of the high schools, what plans do you have next to continue this program?
Yeah, well, with the remainder of the grant money, I actually started a nonprofit, which is called Refreshing Young Men. And one of our main projects each year will be to raise money and do the Clothe the Naked Prom Date project again. So to continue it is one step that we've done. We've got our nonprofit, and we've actually started fundraising for next spring. And we hope to have other programs that will help the self-esteem of young men in our community come about. We haven't actually started any others besides the prom one yet, but we're well on our way.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that this is going to continue and it's not just a one-time thing. I definitely think it's really important to give this opportunity for the young men in the community. So one last question I have is, I understand that you won the grant in March 2010 at the beginning of the Pepsi Refresh Project year-long grants, and it was so competitive right from the start. So I was wondering, how were you able to win enough votes to be able to get the grant?
Well, it actually took me 2 years, two months. I was actually got on the list the first month in, I guess that was February, and I got on there, did Facebook, posted on Facebook several times a day, helped other grant people receiving grants, helped them with their voting, and they helped me, and I guess I pretty much learned the system the first month, and we mm-hmm. actually started at like number 300, and we moved up by the end of it to number 70. So we, of course, we didn't get it the first end of the first month. So I got on there, started voting the first minute that voting opened the next month, and we were able to get up into the top 10. And then from there, it was just making sure everybody remembered to vote, begging every day for people to vote. I actually had little flyers printed up, and I handed those out and put those in stores on the cash register counter and asked the people there to help me with the votes. We had a couple of articles in the local newspaper, and mainly it was networking on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually got us enough votes to stay in the top 10 and get their grant.
Yeah, I just keep hearing just how much more and more competitive it gets. So with every grant winner, I'm so impressed that people were able to get enough votes and enough momentum and enough energy to stay at the top and win the grant. So a huge congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.